Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening, and thank you one and all for spending some time with us. Wherever you are, whenever you are, because you could be anywhere in the world listening to us live. We're listening to the recording, and that's so much fun and so exciting. My guest tonight has been with us before. Mas Sajidi is an extraordinary healer and has an amazing personal story. So we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes after tonight's metaphysical musing, which may be sort of a weather report. I live in New England. It's supposed to be relatively cool. It's May. So for the last 2 days, it's been 95 degrees.
Wow.
That's insane. And right now, through my window, which has a wonderful view all year round, I'm watching a thunderstorm come towards us. So the lightning is wonderful. Can't hear it yet. Can't feel it yet. But at some point in the show, there may be a somewhat of a disruption from Mother Nature. And it's sort of, isn't that what's going on all kinds of levels? Politics in my country have gone completely wacko. And without even talking about it, some of the announcements this evening of people who are resigning and people who are being investigated and all kinds of other stuff. Like, really? Did we just drop into a situation comedy with very high consequences? And it's times like this that we need to stay grounded. We need to do whatever it is that we do as a spiritual practice to keep us centered and just doing what we're here to do. It's really easy to get revved up and start talking about all the gloom and doom and things that could go wrong. One of the things that happened today is Roger Ailes, who started Fox News, died today, and the programming he created and the political environment he created with Fox News is part of what creates this overwhelming sense of doom in my country and probably in the world. That was what they were selling. I don't know whether they will change things now that he's gone, but your mind will go wherever it's dragged unless you do something to keep it focused on what you want to create. So if anyone, the media is the one that we usually blame, but if anyone can make you afraid, in particular, is the usual one that's used to control people, that shuts off important centers in your brain. And you sit there going, tell me what to do. I'm so scared. What next? And people are very willing to tell you what to do. Not only for political reasons, but because they can make money, which is usually what it's all about. I always say, follow the money and you'll find out what's really going on. So I encourage you, in the midst of all this chaos and craziness, just stay focused, do your practices. Even the simplest grounding practice will make a difference. If you can't get quiet and do your practice, listen to quiet music or go take a walk in the woods or do something else. But take care of yourself, because there's a whole lot of stuff going on right now that's yanking on all of us in various directions, and it's real easy to get pulled away from what you came here to do and what your job is in the world. So I encourage you to do that. And that's tonight's rambling metaphysical musing. And let's talk to my guest, Mas Sajidi. So good to have you on the show again.
David, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was quite some time. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you were doing amazing things at that time, but I know that some new things have been happening. But I'd like to start off, as I always do with my guests, by asking you to tell the story of how all this unfolded for you, because I know it's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah, sure. You know, it happened, well, since the beginning of, childhood for me, David, you know, because it's like I was groomed. I've had two near-death experiences, but, you know, throughout the world, there's a lot of near-death experiences, like almost 800 a day here in the U.S. You know, why am I different, or why am I, say, the only one that's, say, out there with the abilities that I have? And it really is about, say, being groomed or being taught. So even before my near-death experience, you know, I scoured the religions out there, you know, the main religions and then some of the other not so main religions, different levels of spirituality. But, you know, David, it always left a lot of, say, unanswered questions for me. So that didn't really work out, you know, and a lot of things didn't really make sense, you know, when you start to analyze it under, you know, scrutiny. And that's like you were talking earlier, just don't take things for granted. Just don't, because, you know, you see it on the internet or the government tells you or whatever, as start to wake up, like you were saying, you know, start to question things, start to question authority, and see, because that's where our world is headed, you know, more independence. Just like me, I did it earlier, you know, in my teens, started to go, well, if religion isn't the answer, because I wanted happiness, I wanted true happiness, I wanted, say, abundance, but without the burden of, say, sometimes what wealth can bring you or happiness can bring you. I know a lot of wealthy individuals, and they're burdened by the wealth. and I know a lot of intellectual people, and they're not running a happy life either. So what was that key? So, and which brought me to my first near-death experience. I was about 22, working in a warehouse. It was a college job, unloading rail cars. And they have an inner wall, which holds the product in place. And, you know, as it was stuck, so I offered to climb up, you know, towards the ceiling and start pulling on the wall. My team members pulling on the bottom of the wall, and this half-ton wall all of a sudden gave way. It slid across its rails. And what stopped it was, well, my head, my jaws got crushed. Yeah, it's crazy. And, well, you think I'd be in a lot of pain, but as I was like floating away, you know, I was seeing myself from a mirror perspective. Like I was just, my body was floating away, but it wasn't a mirror perspective. My essence was actually floating away, or, you know, what most people call spirit. My spirit was just floating away, and I'm going, gosh, that must really, really hurt, but why doesn't it hurt? Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's like, oh my God, I'm dead. And it was the most freeing experience, or one of the most freeing experiences that I've ever had, David. And that's when I realized who we truly are. And I saw my body, and interestingly enough, you know, you see your body, but I saw my body as accumulation of, say, physical experiences, or, right? Because that's what we think we are, right? We think, you know, we're a doctor, we're a lawyer, we're, you know, a grandparent, whatever it is. Again, we don't think that we're, you know, spirits having a human experience. We think we're humans trying to have a spiritual experience. So as I floated away, I saw the grandness, or as I realized who I truly was, I saw the grandness of who we are. And I call that the 99% of truly who we are. And at that level, obviously, you see the grandness, you see the perfection that you are, you see the master that you are, you see the abundant individual, or the abundant being that is rightfully, it's that rightful throne, I guess you could call it, to say complete happiness or complete abundance. And I say that because all this time I was searching for that one, say, equation, or would explain life. And, you know, I found it, I realized, at that point. As I ascended higher, you hear the tunnel of light stories, right? Mm-hmm. You go into the different levels. The first level, obviously, some people, you know, meet their parents or loved ones who've crossed over, and they introduce them. I happen to go to the level this time where you review your life.
Wow.
And, you know, and there's about 13 different layers from what I'm seeing. And in this life review, it's probably the fourth or fifth layer up. In this life review, most people think, especially from if you're religious, that somebody sits across, you know, a desk, you know, like a saint or, you know, God or Jesus or whoever. And then they go through your life and it's like, you did this good. You know, you did this good, that you did this bad. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, you know, that kind of deal. And they tally up the score. Right, you either go to heaven or you go purgatory or you go somewhere else. But guys, it's not like that at all. Not far from it. You literally, though, and this is really kind of cool. It goes more towards the quantum physics, where you know you literally live your life over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a life review, although it feels that way. And what happens is, like, you get to see your life from a higher perspective, a knowledgeable perspective. And when you do that, every moment becomes a grand moment for you. It's like resetting the clock, re-editing your life for a higher version of it or what it was really meant to be. So there is, in that state, there is no, I should have, I could have, I made a mistake. You know, why did I marry this person? Whatever it might have been. It's in perfect harmony. And you walk away going, gosh, that's a grand life. And that really awakens you or disconnects you from, say, the distortions of that physical life that we have here. The reason why I said it was quantum physics, because quantum physics is really about, say, space and time. And even at that level, I was wondering, it's like, well, how could I live, in my case, 22 years of life in just, say, a matter of a few seconds, right? That was quite amazing. You really literally experience, because life, 22 years in just a few seconds for me, because you just start to disconnect from time and you can edit time. That's why we do that. The reason why I bring that up for many is because if it wasn't for time, you'd be so present, you would be completely abundant. You would be in your natural abundant state because you would be so present and so awakened. Look at nature, right? It's always abundant because it's always stuck in present moment. Right. It has memories, but it's always in beauty. It's always in grace. It's always in completeness. So, and that's why I bring that up. It was my time to go back, and there was a voice that says, you know, it's really not your time. And I got pushed back into my body, and it spiritually hurt, not physically, but it's like an electrical jolt that went through me, even at spirit body. And then I got snapped back into my body, and that's where the pain really started coming in. I fell to the floor. The next thing I know, I was in the hospital with my jaws wired shut. And so it was the grandest 3 months, David, I had. You know, it was a lot of pain. I had to suck food through a straw, but it was so beautiful. Everything was in 3D. You know, I could start to see things. I could start to see, say, the frequencies of trees, so on. I could start to see, say, future vision for people. It was quite an amazing experience. So that's the first near death.
Which is totally amazing, especially at 22, to be able to integrate all of that.
Yes, it did take me a while to integrate because, you know, the density of life here physically just didn't work out. You know, there was a lot of, say, unanswered questions. Again, you know, there's like society or schooling or college, you know, college for me, you know, it didn't make sense. Like a lot of us, there was, again, a lot of, say, unanswered questions that that really keep us or hold us down. So I was kind of fighting with that. But, you know, you jump forward about 20, about 20 years. And that's my second near-death experience. And this is what makes me different than most people who have near-death experiences. Again, I was groomed to have that second near-death experience. It kind of like leapfrogs you much, much faster than, you know, doing it the normal time-bound way. And that's why I had this near-death. Second near-death experience was a drowning. I was in Belize. It was off a cruise ship. And the guide said it was myself and my kids and my wife, my four kids at the time. And he said, it's like, you know, interlock your legs, otherwise you'll get pulled away, because this river was quite fast out in the jungle. So we interlocked legs. And as soon as we pulled away, I had to do something. It was like I was supposed to have this near-death experience. So I unlocked my legs, and as soon as I did, I just got pulled away from the group. Well, my two boys and me pulled away from the rest of the group. My wife and the other kids went one way. Me and the two boys went the other way, and we got pulled into what they call a cenotes, or a hole in the wall. Just like imagine just a giant rock with a hole that just gets, you know, drains the river. So we got sucked into one of those. I pushed the boys aside. They were on another inner tube. I pushed them so they went around, and I got sucked into the tunnel. And in that situation, I was still awake. I was underwater, and I was trying to crawl back out. So and out of this tunnel, you know, so I was pushing against the wall, trying to crawl back out, but I couldn't, too much water pressure. So I submitted my will. It, like normal, you know, like what religion basically tells you, but this is a pure version of it, purest version. And when I submitted or let go, there's a purity that came through, you know, an amazing experience of love coming through. Mm-hmm. And I could watch my body literally float down, you know, this lava tube that I was stuck in. And then I ascended, just like last time. I ascended through the rocks. I could feel going through the rocks. I could feel the freshness of the water. And then I went through the tunnel of light again, but this time I was more aware. So I went through the layers, and this is the difference with me compared to most or almost all others that go through. I went through the tunnel of light. So you're not supposed to come back when you go through. It's an exiting point. So I went through the tunnel of light and into this grand space, I call it. And at that level, there's no time. But I still had the identity of, say, our human form, right? Our spirit bound by human form. Mm-hmm. At that level, you don't need any security, obviously. You are complete who you are. You don't need any loved ones. You obviously don't need any money or anything else, because, well, you can be anything that you need to. In fact, you are everything that there, you know, that there ever is. It was quite grand. The amount of love and joy at that level, if you multiply, you know, your love or joy that you've had, that experience of love and joy here in this physical life, if you multiply it by, say, a million times,
wow,
that's the love that you feel there. And it's not adulterated. It's not anything like that. It's just pure, it's just pure raw love. It's just, I can't even explain it. It's actually quite amazing. I went one step further, though. And this is where my abilities come in. So I don't know how long it took, okay? Because there is no time there. It seemed like forever, but it's not like boring forever. It's just like, right, you're so present, you know. It's just grand. I ascended even higher or even deeper into that space, and I call it the beautiful blue space. And when you go into, or when you transcend into that blue space, you lose all identity of human form, because spirit really doesn't have any form. It just is, right? So you even get, say, closer to what I call pure source, or, and a lot of you might call God, but you get closer to say that one that creates everything, at that level, you have access to anything that, or any knowledge, or anything that ever is, or was, will be, you have, well, you're connected to like a neural network. Again, any answer that ever is there, whether it's like physical knowledge or say a knowledge of an individual. Did that make sense, David? Or
Yeah.
So, what I managed to do is to pull that knowledge or still stay connected in that blue space as I come back into say physical form. So it took me about 3-4 years, but as I came back, it was quite amazing because I was literally sucked down. My boys watched me get sucked into this tunnel. I was about 100 yards above river from where I got sucked on this other rock. And other than my back being bloody and my fingernails pulled off, because I was trying to crawl up, I wasn't drowning. They didn't have to resuscitate me. And I was going, gosh, how the heaven did I get here? Because I could still see my boys, around the rock that I got sucked into. So divine intervention. Somebody really loves me up there. Let me just say that.
And how wonderful to have the experience and know that.
Yes, it's quite amazing. We got back on the ship, and that's where I started to see strange things. I started to see like a fuzziness around people.
Mm-hmm.
And this fuzziness, I thought it was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I've heard of people, having amazing gifts after they, die, come back. I thought it was auras, but, I was just seeing kind of like a slate blue or a mm-hmm. dirty blue. And I'm going, gosh, maybe as I get experience, I'll start to see colors in the chakra systems. But in reality, I didn't know, but I actually say I see people's spirits. So it's a step higher than, the physical energy systems like chakras and so on. But when you connect to somebody at that level, you start to connect with their blueprint. I call it their blueprint, or their set of programs on how life, say, runs, or how their life is created in this realm. So with that, I could pick up stories. So as I walk through the ship, we go into the dinner hall and, I'd look right at somebody, their whole story would come forward to me. I could scan people like an MRI, and I'm going, wow, that guy's got heart issues, or that guy, has mother issues, wife, whatever it might be. Their whole storyboard just comes forward. It really blew me away. And it took me, we went back home, but and it took me about maybe 3 years to figure it all out, because, it really pulls you away from the identity of who we are, a physical being, again, trying to have a spiritual experience. You pull away, and then you start to have, or you start to see that you're a spiritual being having a physical or human experience. And that's where life gets grand. That's where abundance comes in. I call it 360 degrees of abundance. That comes in for you naturally without distorting you, destroying you, oppressing you, anything like that. It's quite beautiful. And I share that with people now. Nowadays, I help transform people's lives at a much faster level than they've experienced anywhere before.
Well, you can tell us about the work that you're doing now when we come back from the break.
Sure.
I want to make sure that people know your web address, know how to get in mm-hmm. touch with you.
Yes. It is Mas Sajady. That's MASSAJADY.com.
Uh-huh.
And the podcast is Exponential Intelligence.
Ah, okay.
So the whys of life and how to have it all.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, we're going to the break. We will be back shortly unless we get taller. This is David Franklin Farkas with my guest, Mas Sajady. And this is the Farkas Files on Empower Radio. Don't go nowhere. We're going to have more fun when we come back. We'll be right back.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
You're so annoying!
You're so annoying!
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me!
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus!
You're such a doofus!
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Smile. You found Empower Radio.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with my guest, Mats Sajidi. And that's such an extraordinary experience that you had, but the way that you are now seeing the world and the way that you can explain what your experience is, mm-hmm. is extraordinary. So, well, two things. One, if you can, tell us a little bit more about what the experience of what you see is like, you know, how you see things.
Sure. You know, I'm not a clairaudient, clairvoyant.
Clairaudient, clairvoyant.
All those things. I actually, if you think of yourself as a computer, you know, network computer or computer, mm-hmm. I plug into your system and I see your experience through your eyes.
So, mm-hmm.
I can relate. The first near death, you know, where we reviewed our life, right? Life review. At some level, David, that information is stored somewhere. I call that your spiritual DNA, or it might be housed in your physical DNA. But I plug into you, and I could read your life file, just like a movie script. And, you know, I can go back and go, oh, you know, at 9 or 10, this is what happened to you. And since, you know, X happened to mm-hmm. you now wear, say, distorted lenses on the rest of your life. So say at 9 or 10, you were physically abused or something like that, right? You have the frequency of physical abuse, sadly to say, it right. starts to continue through the rest of your life. So what I do is I go back and go, gosh, 9 or 10, that's not a good scene in your life. Let's see if we can, say, awaken your spirit so that physical abuse, although it's still there in your memory, it creates another, say, definition of it, So you don't get distorted from it. You actually say enhance and get better from it. And then, you know, time is very, it's not written in stone. It creates like a time wave that comes through, and then your present moment will feel different to you of what happened, say, once you delete that distortion of the past. And it's not just, say, your lifetime. It's like family values, family distortions, hereditary patterns, things like that. You know, they can be deleted as well. But as things get deleted, well, your life, like I said, your accumulation of what's happened to you before, you know, including, you know, the family lineage, you get to see it from a different perspective. And as you see it from a different perspective, well, your future looks very different, right? Although you might be in the same environment, there's different possibilities that open up for you because the filters that you saw life through, well, is different now, right. Much better, much more abundant. And it's easy to transition into those higher, say, values or higher levels or higher solutions to your life. And that's where people heal themselves of, say, cancers or they start walking and, you know, they start coming into money or relationships work out. Because we get to the core issues of why your life is the way it is. And it doesn't take long. It's not, I'm not talking about 20, 30 years, David. Sometimes people change like nowadays, like within minutes. I think your audience might actually feel it, even if they're listening on a recording. They might start to feel different as we're speaking as well. So just be aware of that, guys. Okay? It's that simple.
Right. Right. When the shift occurs, it really is that simple.
Yep.
Do you want to, well, how you're doing different kinds of things now than you were the last time I spoke to you. So what kinds of programs and what ways do people have to access what you do?
Sure. You know, one of the best ways, it's free, is the podcast, Exponential Intelligence. Mm-hmm. Or you can just look up my name, Masajati. And that really explains, say, the science behind what I do, because it's not magic or anything like that. It's just really, you know, I call it spiritual science. And, you know, in between the near deaths, I was a computer programmer. So I see when I tap into you, whether you're in front of me or over the phone or in group settings, I literally scan you. I scan your body so I don't see your physical form. I see lines of code. Literally. And when I see lines of code, it's like, oh, you know, this line of code is corrupt. And that's why you're having the issues that you have. So before I used to program computers, now I program people. And it's really Once you change their programming, their life, people just start to react or act to their life very differently. So it's really from the inside out. And you don't have to have a personal session. Right now, I'm way too busy to do one-on-ones, but there's a lot of, say, group activities that we do. The podcasts are fantastic because I explain, say, the details of how life works or how the logistics on what I do works, so the science behind it. And then I always do a meta-healing, which is a meta-healing. I coined this terminology. I guide you into a deep state, and it's way beyond your normal meditation. I literally bypass, say, any issues that you might have with meditating. But it's not hypnosis because, again, it goes way beyond the physicalness of this world. And within minutes, people go into those deeper states. Anyway, I guide you into those deep states, and then I reprogram you, or I help you reprogram yourself to a different version of yourself, different program that runs. That's on the podcast. We do the 21-day meta healings where you meditate with me like once or twice a day, depending on your schedule. Most people start with once because they're too busy, but then in a couple days, they see so much transformation within the few days, they start doing it twice a day, from what we found out. Right. But we do that every month. I travel the world doing events. So live events, I do a lot of, say, teleseminars on certain, you know, like love, you know, better relationships, more money, and I do group healings. So there's tons and tons of ways, a lot of free stuff that we do as well.
And all of that is on the website at Masajati.com. Yep. So people can find the information there. Mm-hmm. You know, as I listen to the way that you get the information, see the information, and mm-hmm. I'm fascinated that you were a programmer, so you see it as programming.
Yep, exactly.
And I've got my way that I see things, which also is a visualization that fits the way that I learned about the physical world. Mm-hmm. And everybody who does healing work, who has a visual presentation of mm-hmm. information, sees it differently.
Yes.
Even if we think we're seeing it the same way. So I see things that look like grids, and there are lots of other people that talk about seeing, in quotation marks, the grid.
Right. Sure.
But we're seeing our version that works for us as a user interface. That's the way I look right. at it.
Yes.
We have to come up with a way of working with the energy, mm-hmm. and we come up with a way of both seeing it, understanding it, and manipulating it.
Right.
That works for us. So it's our user interface rather than a mouse and a keyboard right. or a steering wheel and pedals.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you saw videos of me on YouTube or anything like that, you'd see that I move my hands a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's like a 3D level programming. Like you said, right. you know, before I used to program keyboard and mouse. Now it's like a 3D higher level language. So it's really cool.
Right. I do have one process that I do mm-hmm. Where I move my hands all over the place, which is mm-hmm. completely geometric. I right. have there's no content to it at all.
Right.
It's just geometry, and I'm shown how to manipulate the geometry to put yep. it the way it's supposed to be for that circumstance. So it's I love listening to how mm-hmm. other people get and work with the information, the data event, you know, sure. if you will.
Right, right. You know, it's, well, what I see, again, is that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, healers and so on like that. So, you know, there's different grids or different levels of, mm-hmm. and so, you know, the first level is that physical layer, you know, where like doctors, chiropractics, surgeries, medication, you know, those kind of things, what we do, physical things. And then you get into that next layer, and that's the, say, energy work that we do, psychic abilities, intuition, geometric shapes, what do they call it, sacred geometry. All those things kind of fall in that area, chakras, auras, you know, that's the physical energies of the body that the body creates or generates. And then you get into this other layer, it bridges between your spiritual essence or your spiritual body and your physical body. And at that layer, that's where I work out of. So again, your blueprint right. level, or I call it your source code. So if you can change things there, it's a top-down model. It's amazing how fast, say, your body or your spirit, your body and your physical, say, experience of life just changes so rapidly once you edit the program. One thing, you know, you and I both see it as, and I'm just tapping to the audience. If you've noticed, David, have you noticed it's not about being a good person or a bad person or doing things right or whatever? It's just kind of programming in people. Does that make
right.
sense?
Absolutely. And yeah. Part of what I'm seeing more and more, and it's, I don't know if you've heard or experimented with Ho'oponopono.
Sure. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. The underlying thing in that is that most of what is going on for us that doesn't work is not ours.
Exactly.
They call it bad. They literally call it bad data, and mm-hmm. it's coming from outside. It's coming from other sources, other people, television, yep. all yep. of that stuff. And even though we're not conscious of it, it's manifesting through our energy.
Right,
it's creating through us. We're being hijacked.
Right, exactly.
And so Ho'oponopono is a process of stepping out of your relationship with that data, mm-hmm. and saying you no longer want to be used right. for the purpose of manifesting with stuff that isn't yours, that you didn't right. choose.
Right.
And it sounds like that's a big piece of what you're seeing and the way that you're working is.
Yeah. So, yeah, think of me as a spiritual geek, you know, because people, you know, it's like your
you
program's
too, huh?
not working. Yeah, exactly. You know, your program's not working. It's like, you know, it's like, Moss, I can't get my life to do, you know, Z, you know, whatever Z might be for you.
Right.
You know, and it's like I go back in your programming and it's like, oh, it's because of this is what's happening. So, you know, you guys can do the same thing. You know, but most of us, again, don't have, say, that experience to just go back in time and go, oh, this is where it is. So, you know, sometimes like if you have kids, right, it might take you 4 or 5 hours to do something on the computer. You know, your kid comes by, it's like, oh, well, let me do this. And it takes like a minute or two. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like that. And again, it's really quite amazing how people shift or the stories that we have tons of testimonials on the website, things that go way beyond, say, my understanding, obviously, a very different realm, really.
It's amazing work. And I'm always fascinated to hear, and you're so good at expressing how you do it, to hear the nuts and bolts and experience of the healer.
Sure.
Because we often don't hear that. We hear the experiences of the people who have had changes in their lives, but not of the healers. Yeah. So it's fun for me.
You know, can I share a story? I guess it's just really perfect.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm tapping into your audience, and again, just kind of working on you guys, you know, as David and I talk, this is how deeply ingrained some of our, say, problems or issues in life are. So I was working on this woman, and this was quite recently, you know, and you know, I tap into her and I can read her storyline. I go, oh, you know, you've had maybe like a couple abortions, you know, and she goes, yeah, I've had a couple abortions, you know, I was young and so on. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not judgmental. It is what it is. But anyway, those spirits are kind of still, or the memory is just kind of hanging out with her.
You know, mm-hmm.
And that's why she was having, say, stomach issues and a lot of other issues as well. But she was really sad about, you know, having those abortions. But, you know, I tapped into her mom and I go, oh, wow, your mom seems to have had a few abortions as well. You know, and she goes, you know, that's right. She did. You know, and I tap into her her grandmother and I go, wow, it seems like your grandmother, it's like, yeah, throughout, say, our family, we've either, say, lost babies or had abortions, you know, and then people seem to blame themselves for some of the things that they do. And that's the point I'm trying to get across, guys.
Right.
A lot
right.
of and the issues that I see, yeah, and people, probably not even yours.
Right. And there's so much that comes down through the lineage.
Yep.
On either side of the family. And now they're showing scientifically that at least stressors and trauma are passed down in DNA for at least, well, testably now the science is for two generations, which is just that's how far they were able to look.
Yeah, I actually see deeper than that, but yeah.
Right. So, the you know, in shamanic work, we often look at stuff as coming through, not necessarily seeing it coded as in the DNA, but we know that it's coded and that it came down through the lineage,
right?
And that the real healing is going back through the lineage,
right?
Looking for the first incidents,
sure.
And this is especially true with abuse, which you know basically is a virus that's passed down.
Exactly. And yeah, again, you get to the core, the problem, like you were saying, you know, you release that or you edit it. And then everything from that point on just has a totally different meaning to you.
Right.
And that's how your life really transforms. So,
right. It's always very exciting when I can talk shop and we're talking about the same stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though the way the mechanisms and the way we would talk about it are slightly different. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing the same things and saying the same things and treating the same things. So
right. Yeah, I've actually become quite proficient at it, David. Beginning, I don't know, whenever we talked or even like when I first started out, you know, I used to say meditate for 15 minutes and then work on an individual for like an hour and a half. You know, mm-hmm. Now, I'm just like, it's like second nature to me. I can tap into somebody and, in fact, my boy, he brings home these random people because now, he's in his teens and it's like, oh, I heard your dad does this. So, you know, it's like now I'm getting popular among the kids. It's like, they come into the house. It's like, you know, Mr. Sajedi, can you help me? And I go, oh, it's because of this and this and this, you know, so it's just like, I'm always on. I mean, I can always right. turn it off. Just like, I can just tap in and go, oh, it's because of this that's happened to right. you. Let's help change it. So, and it might only take, say, 5 minutes, especially if you're younger, you know, 5 minutes just to shift your life.
Right.
Really, that's really
wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me, but I can't be in places with lots and lots of people, especially if they're all revved up, like sporting events and stuff like that. It's just too much going on.
Yeah, I can feel their presence, but it's kind of like I'm protected from that space. Uh-huh. So it doesn't really bother me, but I can see where it could bother you.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Exactly.
So what do you have events coming up or other things that people should know about?
I have a event this coming June, early part of June. You know, the details are on the website masajadi.com. Toronto and New York, I'll be mm-hmm. there, and then a meditation initiative in Los Angeles coming up, and in July I'll be Portland and then Wanderlust, again doing a free service in Los Angeles again. In August I'll be in Kauai. A lot of good stuff coming up. Again, all the details are on the website for you if you're interested.
Great. And these are all larger events where people can participate in the group thing.
Right, right. And, you know, you get a chance to see me, talk to me. I can tell you what's going on, like, pretty much immediately on, you know, the real cause of what's going on in your life pretty quickly. So, mm-hmm. and it's not like an introductory event, things like that. I mean, it might be as far as, like, getting to know me or how I work and so on like that. But, if you come to the event, don't expect to go back home the same. You'll change by the time you walk out of the event. So if you're ready for a change, you know, think about coming to the events. That's how powerful. I bet a lot of people just listening to this show, David, will start maybe contacting you like other people, or like other interviews that I do. And it's like, who was that guy? Because, you know, my headache's gone or whatever's gone for me, or the next day something right. happened to me, you know, they might start contacting. So that'd be kind of cool to keep in touch, David.
Well, if we get any feedback like that, I will let you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we don't have a really straightforward way of people doing that through the station, right. But there are a lot of people that know me on Facebook, so they can. If you happen to have something go on, private message me on Facebook and I'll pass it along.
That'd be awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. So it's always fun when you get those stories. For, you know, especially people who, how in the world did this happen? All I did was mm-hmm. listen to the radio.
Yep. It's interesting what you were saying earlier, David, about, you know, the world or, you know, the government systems. I think there's going to be a lot of truth coming out. So, mm-hmm. you know, the old infrastructure really has to say fall away. Not just at government systems, but at your personal level as well. You know, sure. the old infrastructure of how we see life is falling away. And we're coming into our own, say, grandness This is where, like, in the, again, I'm not religious, but there's a lot of, say, religious truths in religion that's not distorted. But, you know, it's like where the meek shall inherit the earth. I actually see us coming into our own, say, power, which is quite amazing. So,
well, that's the prophecies all over the world talk about this being the transition between thousands of years of darkness and a period of cooperation and love that we don't even understand at this point.
Right. But
we're in the middle of the chaos that's in between those two periods.
Well, I call it detox.
Well, yeah.
You know, because, well, people go through, you know, like when I work on people, there's a level of detox. Some people just like switch. Some people go through the pain of like letting go of the old stuff so the new stuff can come in. You know, so it happens personally, but then it'll happen at a grand scale, you know, a world level as well.
I like that.
Yeah, I love it too, because the old infrastructures, you know, the governments that don't work, the religions that don't work, whatever it is, you know, they start coming up brighter and brighter, just like our lives, they start coming brighter and brighter. And that's how we really shift the world. And we'll feel that love. So we're, it's that doorway or that step into that grandness that we are, or that love that we could actually, that I actually felt, you know, in that blue space,
right?
Bringing it down here.
Well, what a wonderful thing.
Beautiful.
So, and as always, I can't believe the hour is up.
Oh, wow.
We're running out of time. Please tell people again where they can find you online.
Okay. Sure. It's Mass, M-A-S. Sajadi, Sajady.com. You can Google me, YouTube, podcast, Exponential Intelligence. We got a lot of free events for you as well.
So, fantastic. Yeah, I encourage people to plug in and check it out and see if Masa's work is right for you, because pretty amazing stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it works for a lot of people.
So, hopefully, yeah.
Yep.
So, my guest tonight has been Mass Sajadi, who I'm always amazed at the beginning of your story, but how it's unfolding. I'm glad that we got to talk after these several years. It's been 2 or 3 years since you were on the show.
Yes.
And it's exciting for me to hear and feel how things are unfolding for you. So that's
quite amazing.
Fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Again, I always love talking to David.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Again, my guest has been Mass Sajadi. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
And if anybody got curious about who's this guy David and what in the world does he do, you can go to househealing.com. And there's every conceivable technology for getting in touch with me, including a scheduling link to set up a 20-minute free assessment for a person, place, situation, business, whatever it happens to be, to see how my work might be helpful to you. And you can check that out and see what's going on. If you want more about the show, go to thefarkasfiles.com. The whole archive is there, but it's even easier to listen to the show now. We've got the Empower Radio app for both flavors of smartphone, so you can just click on any of the many shows. Empower Radio has 24/7 wonderful programming. You can click on a show like mine. You'll see the whole archive. You can click on the show, and you can listen from there. We're also on almost all the streaming media: TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes podcasts. If you plug in Empower Radio or Farkas Files, you'll find us everywhere. So it's getting easier and easier to find and listen to the recordings, which is so much fun. 6 years ago, we couldn't do a lot of this stuff. So thank you so much for spending some time with us in your busy life, wherever you are, whenever it happens to be that you're listening. Until next week, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a fantastic week. We'll be right back.